There's no arguing the fact that startups are a key to a thriving economy. Between 1980 and 2005, nearly all net job creation in this country came from companies less than 5 years old. But what does that startup need before it gets up and running, creating jobs, selling product, paying taxes? Yeah, it needs capital. And getting that initial dose of money can be a tough challenge for a little business. That's one reason there's excitement over Michigan's new crowdfunding law. It's called the Michigan Invests Locally Exemption, or MILE. Sandra Cochran is a consultant with the Michigan Small Business Development Center. So good to have you on the program, Sandra.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm delighted to be here.
You recently had an article about MILE that was published in the Grand Rapids Journal of Business, and I have to tell you, I learned a lot about crowdfunding from it. So MILE is about crowdfunding for equity, but this is not the same as Kickstarter, which I think most of us are pretty familiar with. Can you tell us how the two differ?
Certainly. There are many different methods of crowdfunding, a lot of different ways that it's done. Programs like Indiegogo and Kickstarter are what are kind of known as reward-based or product-based programs, where in exchange for the contribution, the donor receives something in return, like a reward, a T-shirt or a coffee mug, or an actual copy of the product once it is finally created. And that's kind of how the Indiegogos and Kickstarters kind of work. Crowdfunding for equity is a little bit of a different animal.
And tell us how that works.
Okay, what would entail would be the person, now called an investor, wants to buy basically a piece of equity. They want to actually invest in the company. Currently, that's not allowed in the United States for unaccredited investors. Accredited investors are high net worth individuals that have been, kind of confirmed through the SEC as having these accreditations, and they've been able to do that on these crowdfunding platforms for a while now. But what the new law would mean is unaccredited investors, someone like me, who's not a high net worth individual, I could now actually go use a crowdfunding platform and invest in a small company and get a piece of equity, a piece of ownership of that company. And that's really new for the United States.
So crowdfunding for equity basically kind of lets average Joes and Janes become little venture capitalists.
Exactly. That's exactly what it does.
And for the entrepreneurs, the little small businesses, that means you're not there trying to win over some big venture capitalist or even probably as equally as difficult getting the bank to lend a sympathetic ear to your need for capital.
Correct. It allows the entrepreneur to go directly to the common person and say, I have this great idea. Do you want to do it with me? And to gather small pieces of investment from a number of different parties rather than trying to go to one party and get one large piece of investment.
Now, Sandra, crowdfunding for equity is also on the national radar. We know that President Obama signed the Jobs Act that was in April 2012, and part of that act did open the door to equity crowdfunding on a national level, but that has not launched yet because?
What we're doing right now is waiting for the SEC to finalize the rules. It has taken them much longer than expected. The comment period on that law closed in 2013, late in the year. I think it was November or December. Mm-hmm. And so we are now waiting for the SEC to actually issue the rules that will govern the process nationwide.
And why would I think that those rules are probably going to be dense and complicated? it's the SEC,
the
right?
Government. Yes, because it's the SEC. We're anticipating, from what I saw about some of the comments that were made on the rules aren't going to be very onerous. They should be pretty decent. They'll be very much in line with what the states are kind of putting together. So it will be a good thing when it happens. And right now, in the meantime, states are able to do the crowdfunding at a state level. It's just not allowed at a national level quite yet.
There we go. I'm speaking with Sandra Cochran with the Michigan Small Business Development Center. She's a consultant for them as we talk about Michigan's new crowdfunding law called Michigan Invest Locally Exemption, known as MILE. So give me an example. How much might I kick in if I want to invest in my friend's company?
Sure. The way it's existing right now in the Michigan law that was signed in 2013, it will allow an uncredited investor, someone like me, to invest up to $10,000 in a project. It also puts a few limitations on the company itself. So this is not going to raise a tremendous amount of capital for any individual company. It's capped right now at $1 million. Mm-hmm. So an entrepreneur could raise up to $1 million from these unaccredited investors. And that's if the business has no financial audits, nothing that's been officially done. The cap will raise to $2 million if the company can provide audited financials. They'll be allowed to raise an extra million.
And $1 million, when you're trying to get your baby business off the ground, I'm sure can go a long way.
Oh, definitely. It really is nicely suited for small kind of local endeavors where not a tremendous amount of capital is needed. You know, $1 million to $2 million is a lot of money for a lot of businesses, but there are other businesses where that's not even close to what they're going to need. So crowdfunding really isn't designed for those types of endeavors that are going to require multi-million dollar investments.
Sure.
This is really designed for the smaller scale entrepreneur.
So in return, let's say I kick in $10,000 to your business, Sandra, what will I get in return?
Well, that is what's going to depend upon the valuation of the company. Some of those rules and laws have not been established quite yet. It's not totally done. Even in Michigan, we're still waiting for the final piece, which is the banking piece. Part of the law requires that these funds be placed in escrow until the minimum amount needed by the business plan is reached. And there are no banks that are doing that quite yet.
Okay.
We are waiting for that to come on board. And in the business plan, that would be stipulated. You know, so the business owner would say for X amount of dollars, this is the amount of equity that you will get.
Now, it's important investors need to think that this, or understand that this is not a get-rich-quick thing. This certainly has a lot of risk.
You are exactly right. They try to mitigate that risk to some degree. All of the companies that are going to want to go on and crowdfund for equity, they still must have a completed business plan and a complete financial, you know, forecast and portfolio that they can show investors, because it is an investment. So the companies will have to say, here is the business plan, here are my financials. And then the investor does have to sign a paper that says they understand that they are investing in a high-risk speculation, and the possibility of losing their entire investment is real.
So why would I want to invest? Why do people do it?
You know, it's a really interesting thing. A lot of times it's because it's a neat idea. It's something that they feel passionately about, perhaps. It's something that they find interesting. I'm not sure how many people will go in for a full $10,000. That will remain to be seen. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks could be friends, family, relatives, you know, friends of friends. The word is spreading virally. And people want to be involved in it because it's a really neat project and something that they feel passionately about. Oftentimes, I don't know how much of the crowdfunding is necessarily built on it is a business. You know, I'm investing with this business idea and I'm going to make a ton of money. I think a lot of times it's, I just really feel strongly about this business idea and I think it's really neat and I want to support it. And if I make money on it, great, I'm happy to. You know, most people at least would want to get their investment back.
Yeah.
But oftentimes I do think crowdfunding tends to be more of an emotional type of an investment.
So I was just thinking there's kind of an emotional buy-in there. So this really puts Michigan kind of very much at the head of the pack across the nation with along with Kansas and Georgia in getting this going.
Yes, I believe so. Because this is a great way for a state to get ready and put the infrastructure into place. Because right now with the Michigan program, it has to be a Michigan company and Michigan investors. And so as this gets rolling out and the national laws come into effect, then it becomes broader. And now we can start accepting investors from anywhere around the country or even around the world.
Sandra Cochran, she is a consultant with the Michigan Small Business Development Center. It's been fun to talk to you, Sandra. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.